Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. To California now, where mass protests are underway in two-thirds of the prison system there. Nearly 29,000 protesters are on hunger strike. The protests began with prisoners demanding changes in the state's solitary confinement conditions and policies. Prisoners say they want a five-year limit on solitary confinement, the right to make monthly phone calls, better rehabilitation and education programs. Well, 2 years ago, California inmates underwent a similar hunger strike with an estimated 6,000 participants also in protest of those isolation policies. But when we spoke with California Department of Corrections Press Secretary Terry Thornton, she said the prisoners' demands this time around have already been met.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation feels that it addressed all of the concerns the inmates raised during the two mass hunger strikes in 2011. And I have to also stress that CDCR does not condone inmate disturbances. These mass hunger strikes, work stoppages, these are disruptions to normal prison operations. They have the potential to impact inmate programming down the line if this thing continues.
And Thornton said the state doesn't have a policy of solitary confinement.
There is no such thing as solitary confinement in California prisons, and the security housing unit is not solitary confinement. They get out of their cells every day. They have visitation. Some of them have cellmates. They have access to educational programs. They write letters. They can correspond with people on the outside. They have reading materials. They have access to the law library. They have cable television. They have radio.
Well, the strike was organized by inmates at the isolated Pelican Bay prison near the Oregon border. Since prisoners throughout the system have joined and are also demanding better conditions overall in California prisons. Paige St. John is a reporter with the LA Times. She's been following the developments closely. She joins us now from Los Angeles. Hi, Paige.
Hello there, Todd.
Well, we're starting off here with a dispute between thousands of inmates, tens of thousands, and the Department of Corrections about whether solitary confinement is really that. Is this just a semantic argument? What do we know really about solitary confinement and conditions in some of these prisons?
In many ways, it is just a semantic argument. The state prefers to call this segregation. Amnesty International, other groups that have been in to tour these facilities, say it's classic solitary confinement. And I've been through this area called the SHU myself, and it seems to meet that definition. These guys are in a cell for 23 some hours a day that it's concrete on every side except a perforated steel door through which they cannot see anybody else. There's a bank of these cells in each wing, so these guys can shout or try to talk to people to the side that they can't see, but they do everything alone. They spend a limited amount of time each day in a concrete exercise pen that has nothing in it but a pull-up bar and nobody else. They go to the law library when they're permitted in shackles alone. They have no meaningful human contact.
The Supreme Court back in 2011, Paige St. John, ruled on some of these conditions, overcrowding specifically, said that California had to reduce its inmate population by 10,000. So conditions at these prisons have been an issue for years. And as I said, this isn't the first time around for a hunger strike. In a larger perspective here, where do things stand, given what the Supreme Court said in California having to release prisoners?
Well, the state has reduced the number of inmates I think perhaps 40,000 over the last half of this decade, still remains at 150% of capacity of what these buildings were designed to hold. And they have until the end of the year under the current federal court order to reduce that crowding to just a 37% over capacity. The governor last night petitioned Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy for a stay on that order. They intend to take this appeal back to the Supreme Court, which 2 years ago upheld the order to reduce crowding, and ask a second time for the Supreme Court to weigh in on the matter.
Now, back to the issue of the hunger strike and the 29,000 prisoners who are apparently participating. That number sounds overwhelming. 29,000 prisoners refusing to eat. Is this a hunger strike in the sense that we've heard of at places like Guantanamo Bay, some prisoners there being force-fed? But is this a true hunger strike? What do we know?
We don't know as much because California law prohibits media interviews of inmates unless they happen to call you or you visit an inmate as a family member. But it represents about one out of four inmates that are refusing meals. Some of those individuals do have stashes of food in their cells. They may be eating snacks and ramen noodles that, you know, that they have kept aside. That will end today. We reported last night that inmates had been told that beginning today, now it's officially a hunger strike because now they've missed nine consecutive state-issued meals, that the guards will go into the cells, seize all food stockpiles, and then begin a series of other actions to quote, manage the strike. The inmates see it as retaliation or punishment. But as we go forward, I mean, just in day three, I expect the numbers will begin to drop down to the core number of people who actually are on a true hunger strike, as opposed to a what we call a meal strike or a protest.
Well, this is an ongoing story that we're going to be following. Certainly Paige St. John from the LA Times will be following it as what is a 2 or 3 day hunger strike continues and California prisons start to crack down on that activity. Paige, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, later this hour, we're going to talk about the surprising benefits of nostalgia. And you're sending us the songs that, well, they bring you back.
This is Trish. I'm calling from Manhattan. My recollection is The Head on the Door by The Cure, which brings me right back to high school. I remember the feeling of really feeling everything so intensely at that time of life, like every little thing was important and meaningful.
Where is your nostalgia when you listen to songs? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can leave a comment on the website at thetakeaway.org. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.